Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. Welcome back to Depression to Drive, your daily dose of gentle motivation to get you moving, both physically and mentally. Today we're diving into something super powerful. Self-compassion. Ever feel like you're your own harshest critic? You know that feeling when you mess up, and instead of giving yourself a little grace, your inner voice goes full on drill sergeant? Yeah, I've been there too, trust me. But here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't just some fluffy feel-good concept. It's actually a superpower. Think about it, wouldn't life be so much easier if you treated yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend who was struggling? That's what self-compassion is all about, recognizing that you're human, that you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. It's about being kind to yourself in the face of difficulty, not beating yourself up for every little stumble. So, how do we actually cultivate this magic ingredient? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. The first step is recognizing that you are human, flawed, and imperfect. We all have weaknesses, insecurities, and moments where we fall short. Embracing this reality is not about wallowing in negativity. It's about accepting yourself as you are, with all your quirks and imperfections. Remember, nobody's perfect. 2. Practice mindfulness. This one might sound a little zen-like, but hear me out. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When that inner critic starts chirping away, try taking a few deep breaths, noticing your thoughts and feelings without getting carried away by them. Like a mental pause button, it helps create space between you and those negative thoughts. 3. Treat yourself like your best friend. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. How would you treat them? With kindness, understanding, and a listening ear? Now, apply that same level of compassion to yourself. Talk to yourself with the same gentleness and support you'd offer a loved one. 4. Challenge negative self-talk. We all have that inner voice that can be pretty brutal sometimes. Pay attention to those negative thoughts. I'm not good enough, I always mess things up, etc. When you catch yourself thinking these things, challenge them. Are they really true? What evidence do you have to support them? Often, our negative self-talk is just a distorted view of reality. 5. Celebrate your wins, big and small. It's so easy to focus on what we haven't accomplished or where we fall short. But remember to celebrate your successes, no matter how small they seem. Did you finish that project? Show yourself some love. Did you get out of bed and face the day? That's a win too. Acknowledging your achievements builds confidence and reinforces self-compassion. Let me tell you a story about this whole self-compassion thing. I was preparing for a big presentation, and I was totally freaking out. My mind was racing with thoughts like, what if I forget everything? What if they laugh at me? I felt so overwhelmed that I almost backed out. But then, I took a step back and thought, hey Jake, you're capable of this. Even if things don't go perfectly, it's okay. Be kind to yourself. Guess what? The presentation went surprisingly well. I still stumbled a few times, but I kept going. And the best part was that I felt proud of myself for facing my fear and showing up even when I was nervous. That's the power of self-compassion. It empowers you to be brave, even when you feel vulnerable. Remember, being kind to yourself isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to acknowledge your imperfections and treat yourself with love and understanding. So go ahead, give yourself a big hug, you deserve it. Ready to spread the self-compassion love? Share this episode with someone who could use a little extra kindness. And don't forget to drop a review and let me know what you think. See you tomorrow for another dose of motivation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.